This year's Safe Harbor Society Community Spring Feast focused on people working together. The 17th annual edition of the event was held at Fort Normandou on Saturday, May 31st. There were also 3 days of events at the Heritage Museum site leading up to the feast. "This is all about community feeding community," said Indigenous Elder Teresa Corky Larson-Jonason. The theme of this year's feast is Wakatawin, which means all working together. "It's beautiful to see everyone come together. There are visitors here from Manitoba, Haida Gwaii, Saskatchewan, the states. This feast is something that has become very renowned in the Indigenous community." The Community Spring Feast has continued to grow since its inception. Last year's event featured more than 250 attendees. Larson-Jonason said it's tough to say how many people were expected to attend this year's feast. "The first year we started, there was maybe 40 and it was just a feast. Now it's multiple days," said Larson-Jonason. From Wednesday, May 28th to Friday, May 30th, each day featured a pipe ceremony, Welbriety meeting, ceremony teachings and a sweat lodge. The Wednesday was a day for women, the Thursday was a day for men and the Friday was for everybody. "I think next year we might go with a week-long feast culture camp. It's essentially what we've been doing all week. We've had water ceremonies and we've counted at least 100 people moving through the sweat lodges. That's amazing when you think about it," said Larson-Jonason. "We're grateful to the city for supplying us with some wood. They're part of this as well. It takes a lot of work to do this all week. Everybody has stepped up. The Red Deer Recovery Center has had people working, and they've been nothing but wonderful. The women have been cooking constantly. People have made donations and sponsored sweats. It's beautiful to see how everybody is pitching in." Larson-Jonason noted that earlier this year she and her husband Lynn Jonason attended Care for Newcomers Community Power of One event, where they were offered cloths and tobacco for the prayer. "We've been carrying those cloths continuously until now, just to pray for our community, and for unity, understanding and patience," said Larson-Jonason. "As a community, the old way was. We eat together or we starve together. Nobody has more or less.